Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 36 plus years now, often imitated but hardly duplicated. Straight up, here I sit high atop my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. Pedro Fernandez in the house for another hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Well, wait, I'm not alone. I'll bring in Richard Sloan. Who's Richard Sloan? He's probably boxing's premier artist. You see him on the cover of Ring magazines. You see him doing the cover of various souvenir boxing programs. I'm telling you, as far as artists are concerned in boxing, he is the premier artist in the world of boxing. No doubt about that. But wait, Richard is not only in the artistry, he knows a little bit about boxing itself. Of course, he was part of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, Michigan. So we'll talk about that and maybe bring in some Emmanuel Stewart, too. So you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll also delve into the world, actually the death and the career of Salvador Sanchez. The reason why I bring that up, of course, is that right about this time each year I remember the great Salvador Sanchez, because I saw him fight Wilfredo Gomez, a 2-1 underdog, guy having knocked Gomez down in the first round, broke his cheekbone. It was unheard of. Nobody thought that Mr. Sanchez was going to win that night, at least none of the experts. He did, and he won handily. So we'll talk about his death in 1982. Of course, very unfortunate. Coming back from a late night rendezvous, ran into a pigeon truck. Take that back, a chicken truck, not a pigeon truck, a chicken truck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Tower of power to the break!
Unless I'm wrapped up in your arms, gotta take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today. Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
He is Mexican. He's proud to be Mexican.
Straight up, the master, Bob Arum, of course, talking about Emil Navarrete, man. Mr. Navarrete can fight. No doubt about that. He is a champion, 122 pounds, of the World Boxing Organization, our sponsor. Check them out at WBOboxing.com. Now we take it to Sin City, Las Vegas. It's hard to introduce my next guest. Let me tell you the way that Wikipedia and a couple of web people. Richard Sloan is an award-winning fine artist. Born in 1974 in Lancashire, in England. Now, we got the right guy. I mean, Richard Sloan is a star. I've known this for years, decades, and I see him on the cover of this magazine, the cover of that magazine. He's taken over the world of boxing. Now I just got to ask you, when are you going to take over the world at large, Richard Sloan?
Well, first of all, let's say hello, Pedro. I'm honored to be on the show, and thank you for the introduction. And I'm just enjoying doing all this artwork for these big fights. It's back to back now. I'm actually working on a Ring Magazine cover and the Golovkin fight at the same time right now today. Last night, as the viewers saw, I did artwork for Spence and Porter, and it's just it's a blast, buddy. It's a blast.
Leroy Neiman, are you the new Leroy Neiman of the 21st century?
I don't know if I'm the new Leroy Neiman. I think I'm the new Richard Sloan. You know, everybody has a time and a place. And yeah, you know, and Leroy certainly was, in a league of his own. And I actually, you know, wouldn't want to be really compared to him as, he set the pace and raised the bar.
You can't, the reason why you can't be compared to him is that you can't drink like he did. I was around that guy. That man was like, he could drink. I was blown. One time we were in Palm Springs and he drank like for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. He must have piled down 6, 7, 8 drinks, and then he went off and did his thing and it didn't seem like he was drunk.
Wow. Yeah. He was a big cigar aficionado, and yeah, like these drinks. I mean, he came from the old school, like just like Burt Sugar and those guys.
Hey, Burt Sugar, we're doing the 1995 telecast. Razor Ruddock and Tommy Morrison in Kansas City, Missouri. So we're doing the telecast, me and Burt Sugar, and I'm doing we're doing the international feed. So he says to me, hey, I got to go to the can. I'll be right back. I said, okay. So he went away. He left for an hour and 15 minutes, left me doing TV by myself for an hour and 15 minutes. Bert Sugar shows up for the main event drunk as a skunk. I mean, like, man, there were fumes coming off his mouth. I mean, he could have been in a cartoon, but that was Bert. And then Bert, of course, went off and did his thing flawlessly that night. Some guys can perform under alcohol. I couldn't. I can't.
Yeah, no, Bert was one of a kind also, just like Leroy, and I'll never forget getting drunk with Bert at the Mandalay Bay one night, and he always told me, he said, Richard, he said, it's better to be a good liver than to have a good liver, and that was Bert's outlook, and he lived right until his final days.
You know, more power to him, but, you know, that's what, you know, when I confront my friends that still smoke, I don't know if you still smoke, but my friends that smoke cigarettes habitually.
I smoke cigars.
Okay, cigars. So I say to them, I said, man, that's not good for you. You know, my mom and my dad, my stepfather, both died from that. All these uncles, I go down the list of family members, and they tell me, well, you got to die sometimes. That's what they tell me, right? So then these same people get cancer, and then they're down there getting the chemotherapy, and they got the oxygen going the whole nine yards. All right, and their whole attitude changes at that point in time.
Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, the things that we take for granted until you have a loved one or you know, it hits you directly and then you change up. But like they say, there's more old drunks about than there are old doctors. So there's got to be something to it.
Good point there. Of drawing the athletes that you've drawn over the years, is that what you call, is that the way an artist put your drawn athlete? I mean, how do you put that?
Yeah, I mean, typically I'll sketch them out first, and then take that sketch and composition and work out some details and maybe add some extra shadings and kind of play around. I've actually started just using the digital format, a little bit of the iPad to do the digital sketching, and then I'll sketch it onto a canvas and pick up the paintbrush, mix the colors, and you know start somewhere. Usually around the eyes, and you know, once I have that rough likeness, then I'll start blocking in colors. And so, I guess it's all part of the painting process to me. I mean, the final results usually are paintings for me. There used to be drawings when I couldn't afford paints. There was a time when I couldn't afford paints or canvas, and so it's been an interesting and beautiful ride.
But isn't that the way it is for all of us, though, that we starve at some point in time? I mean, we just actually starve. I mean, we're talking crackers and top ramen and beans and rice. That was my thing, beans and rice. I mean, I'm being honest with you. You have to be hungry in order to succeed, I think.
You're 100% right. There was a time, I mean, when I couldn't afford that stuff, and I'll never forget a time where and I was matchmaking fights for Emmanuel Stewart at the time, and times were thin. And I'll never forget, my phone was off for about 2 weeks, and I got people trying to reach me, and it's not good to have your phone off. I couldn't afford to pay the phone bill.
I remember those 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I got an email. I got an email from a special friend of mine. It happened to be Pedro Fernandez, and he said, I can't reach you on your phone. What's going on? I said, Pedro, it's a rough month. I've got a lot of bills hitting. I said, it'll be on in a month. And you said to me, it won't be on in a month. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it'll be on in a day. And you actually Western Union me the money. And out of all the guys in boxing, that stuck with me ever since. And this has got to be going 20 years ago. And You know, you said there's no rush paying back. You know, you're just there, and that's what comes from having nothing. You've had hard times, and I've had hard times, and you know what it's like. So you know, and I was dealing with millionaires, multimillionaires that wouldn't give you anything. But here it is, you. You know, and I don't know your finances and stuff, but you reached out, and you were the only one that got that phone back on. And that'll never be forgotten, man. So thank you for that.
Good enough. Now you can get an Obama phone, I think. That's what they call them. They call them Obama phones, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Straight up, Richard Sloan's our guest, folks. He's, of course, an award-winning artist. He is the man. He puts together
boxing covers for different magazines, programs, the whole nine yards. He did the Spence Porter War artwork last night, of course. He did the Canelo Mayweather artwork. I'm looking at it right now on the web. He's done everything there is to do as far as the world of art and boxing is concerned, but I keep telling him he needs to step out and do other things. I think he's trying to do that as well. But we will expand on the world of Richard Sloan and Kronk Boxing after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Well, that's a changing in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of these shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposed and all. I mean, this is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a... And the sports show, the thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And this moment, you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Okay.
Let's stick with Motown, baby. The great Emmanuel Stewart, of course, talking about sex and violence, that kind of good stuff. You could tell, hey, Richard Sloan's our guest. Richard, you could tell that was Emmanuel a bit older in his days, because talking about sex and violence, you know, that wouldn't be Emmanuel in his younger days.
No, definitely not. But that actually brought a tear to my eye to hear his voice. That was a surprise, and yeah, that was definitely his later days there. But you know, Emmanuel always had a great outlook on things, and he was always accurate about society, and he had a infinite wisdom that I think is underrated, and he's just a very, very, very special man that I miss dearly, and I'm actually looking at his photograph on my wall right now.
You know, he told me that he didn't run for mayor of Detroit because of he had girlfriends, but it was actually he gambled a lot, man. That was really Emmanuel's only blight, was that he was a gambler, right?
He placed a bet here and there. I don't think it was anything, extravagant.
Bro, he bet $600,000 on Jimmy Paul to beat Greg Haugen.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, let's put it this way.
Paul lost.
Right.
Watch that language, bro, please. We're on the radio.
Yeah, sorry about that. Emmanuel had a way with people that he made everybody feel special, and there was only certain people he let certain things be known about. I guess we all have that, where he had levels, and I never got that close to his gambling side. He never let me get so close, maybe because I was at one point vice president of the company. So I never really saw, what he did with his cash. But being a street hustler and the guy that from 15 years old had always made money, I think he bought his first Cadillac by the time he was 18 years old.
Yeah, but he was also hard. Let's be honest. He was also an electrician of sorts, and he worked. I mean, he was an accomplished tradesman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He went through the schools. He got all these things. He moved up the ranks really quick in the Detroit, I think it's Edison Corps, whatever the company was.
Richard, did you ever drive that gold 1970 Cadillac with the scoop on the back?
No, I never actually. By the time I got there, that was gone. I never drove Emmanuel, but that's exactly what Emmanuel had, and he'd take the kids all over to the Ohio State Fair and all over, man, with the Golden Gloves stuff. That was his passion. Amateur boxing, as he mentioned in the audio bite you played, amateur boxing he really loved, and I think one of the reasons he had so much respect for you is that you're a 4-time Golden Gloves champion. And he was well aware of that, and he had so much respect for your, not just your commentating and your knowledge of the game, but the fact that you actually did it, just as he did. He was a Golden Gloves champion.
I got to put you on hold right there. He wasn't the Golden Glove champion. He was the AAU, the National AAU Golden Glove champion. This is like the Golden Glove champion of the entire United States.
It was like
a 1-month tournament. I mean, they qualify from all over the country, this and that. And of course, he got it on and he won the 118 pound championship, a bantamweight.
Right. Exactly. In Chicago. And, that was one of his proudest moments, in boxing. And it was so overlooked. And he also, really liked to be acknowledged as a manager as much as a trainer, because what he did with some of the management stuff was phenomenal. I mean, he put together the rematch with Leonard and Tommy, and he says he did that single-handedly. He went down there, play pool at Ray's house, and struck a deal over the pool table.
And Tommy won.
And Tommy won.
And Ray admits that to this. I was part of Ray's training camp for that for 2 weeks down there in Florida. And, of course, Mike Trainer paid the bill. That was sort of cool. Anyway, but no, Ray lost that fight. I mean, Ray got beat in that fight. Tommy didn't get his call. And Ray would admit later that Tommy did deserve to win that fight, no doubt about that. So, speaking of Detroit, I had went to the Motown studios a bunch of times. A man who hooked me up was this funeral director that worked next door. He was like a that's about 75, 80, so you would have to be like 110 to be alive still nowadays. But anyway, he hooked me up with this funeral director right next door to the Motown Records, the Motown Museum. And so I went over there and brought, he told me, bring some weed to this dude. I said, okay, all right, I understand.
All right,
so I brought some weed to this old man. His name, I won't give it up his name right now. But anyway, he sat there. He told me Motown memories for like 2 days. And I wanted to write a book. So I'm writing down all these notes. So anyway, I get back to Emmanuel's house after 2 days at Motown. And I'm done, man. I mean, I've smoked so much weed, I can't even stand up anymore, okay? Because these guys, keep it going, Pedro. Keep it going. Keep that California weed going. And there's 75-year-old funeral directors. And you would think these guys would, like, you know, not be smoking joints all day long, but they were. Anyway, the bottom line is they told me more stories about Motown than I could ever write about, but they weren't really book worthy. So when I went back to Emmanuel and I sat down with him and told him, you know, the stuff I'm getting from these guys really isn't book worthy, he said, okay, I'll put you in touch with Martha Reeves and Levi Stubbs. Levi Stubbs is the lead of the Four Tops, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. So I got Martha Reeves on the phone, and she wouldn't say anything about Motown. I mean, it was like she wanted to talk about the weather in Detroit and this kind of stuff. I said, okay. So then Levi Stubbs, we were going over to his house, and he got sick that morning. He would die about 2 or 3 years later from some form of cancer. But he got sick that morning, and he backed out. What I'm trying to say is, when I went to Detroit, Emmanuel did a lot to enlighten me regarding Motown, but he was never himself inside the Motown Museum, ever, not once.
Wow, I didn't know that. I know we drove past it plenty of times, and to tell you the truth, I've never been inside it either, but we drove past it on many occasions, and it's just one of those things. I think when you live there, you just think, I'll get to, you know, a more convenient time, and that time, you know, that never comes, but... He's certainly a Detroit icon, and I see that, you know they just named a street for him there in Detroit. Jefferson Avenue is now Emmanuel Stewart Place, and which is totally so deserved. The amount of kids that he saved there, not just forget about the professional boxing, but the amount of kids in that neighborhood that Emmanuel would peel off $20, $40 every time he saw them, just say, you know, make sure you get some groceries on the way home. And he really upheld that whole neighborhood where the Kronk Gym was, which is now demolished. And, you know, the neighborhood's got way worse since Emmanuel, passed away.
Like many great people, though, his shortcomings were a lot of times with the people closest to him.
Yeah. I mean, Emmanuel, you know, did his best and you know, I truly believe that he never went out of his way to hurt any soul. I think he just, he always was optimistic. But you know, you can't be great at absolutely everything. And I think his accounting and stuff, you know what I mean? I know knowledge. He got in trouble with the IRS at one point. And, you know, there was sometimes some of the employees, you know, had to wait until a later date to get paid or... You know, things like that. So his accounting wasn't the best. But he was the best in many other areas, which not many people get to say in life. You know, the best in the business at what they do. And like I said, as a broadcaster,
he was a damn good friend. I mean, as far as I was concerned, he was a damn good friend.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And he gave me a gig with Aretha Franklin. I mean, come on.
Wow, nice.
Come on. I mean, he tells me, he goes, you know, we're going to be introduced to a special guest tomorrow night. I said, yeah, so what? You know what I mean? He tells me I'm the ring announcer. So what? You know, Pedro, cocky. So what? No big thing. Then we get to the arena. I'm not even remembering it. And then he says to me, he goes, remember that person I told you he was going to be Aretha Franklin? Whoa. Things sort of changed dramatically at that point in time. Then the heart started racing. The adrenaline started going. This wasn't no ring announcing gig anymore. I was introducing the Queen of Soul.
Yeah, well, that's how Emmanuel was. But you know what? He wouldn't have done that for anybody. He had to know your character and your background. He was very, you know, he'd been burned over many times. I mean, this guy worked in the boxing industry, so you know how people get burned over. But once he was your friend and he trusted you, which he did with you with no hesitation whatsoever, you know, he would open doors like that. And he did a lot for me, you know, the same way. It was with Eminem. We trained Eminem together. He was a really, really good friend. And I remember you know, the first time I'd heard of you, Emmanuel said, we need to get this damn internet stuff going. And I said, I don't know what, you know, much about it. He said, you know, my friend Pedro has this website called fighters.com, which is probably 30 years ago.
Wow.
And that's how I got introduced to your voice way before I met you.
Wow.
Sit next to Emmanuel as he listened to you, as he listened to your show when it was fighters.com.
Oh, man, he was a class act. So tell me about your artwork now. Has the internet prevented you from making a living? What I mean by that is everybody can sort of steal a picture of your artwork and then sort of like print it out and put it on their wall.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the big things. You know, counterfeits is a big issue. And, you know, there's not too much you can do about it. It's like, you know, people take a cover of Ring magazine or something and blow it up. And, you know, you can go to Walmart now and make copies of stuff. And, you know, it doesn't have great value. It's not nice to look at. It's aesthetically pleasing, but you know, it doesn't have the value of a real piece of artwork or a limited edition. But yeah, there's definitely lots of knockoffs out there. And there's lots of artists that, you know, try to emulate my style and things like that, things that I've worked on. And, you know, I was inspired early on by Leroy Neiman. And so I understand what they're doing, but there's a difference between being inspired and copying. You know, there's a big difference.
In less than a minute, tell me your best piece of art and why.
Best piece of art and why is probably the Mayweather-Pacquiao original, because, you know, all the hype around the fight and all the publicity it received.
Fantastic. Richard Sloan, I wish you the very best of luck. I love you, man. You can check him out online, folks. Just go to Google and Google up Richard Sloan. You'll see what's happening. He is the artist of artists. I love you, man. Best of luck, okay?
I love you too, Pedro. You take care, my friend.
Yeah,
good work.
Yeah, tough to keep it not crying in this. Both of us here, me and Rich, it's tough. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You've heard me talking about 4HIMS and how they are helping guys look their best. If you haven't, it's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age of 35, and once you've noticed thinning hair, it can be too late. Solution, 4HIMS.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. HIMS is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Order now. Listeners to this program can get started with the 4HIMS Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4HIMS.com/wrestling. That's FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4HIMS.com/wrestling.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it back, 1981. August 21st, it was a Friday night. I was supposed to be in the police academy that day, but I called in sick. So, you know, sort of cool not to go to the police academy, but, you know, they tell you, if you call in sick ever once in the academy, forget it, pal. They're washing you out. Nobody calls in sick when you're in the police academy, the San Francisco Police Academy. But I called in sick. I wanted to go see Wilfredo Gomez, undefeated at the time, 32-0 with a draw, taking on Salvador Sanchez, the Mexican great. I mean, wow, I wanted to see this go down. Of course, Sanchez having beaten Danny Lured Lopez not once but twice. I mean, he has spanked him, and Lopez not an easy guy to spank. Anyway, bottom line is this was a Friday night fight, and it was on pay-per-view, and I didn't want to get snitched off, right, for being, you know, calling in sick. And they showed me on the closed-circuit television. Me and my friend Hector Martinez were standing side by side, and they showed it just for a clip on the closed circuit TV. I kid you, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you can't sort of deny you're in Las Vegas if they show you on television, but thank goodness there weren't too many policemen in the SFPD that were that knew me that were boxing fans because they didn't see it on TV. Anyway, bottom line is Gomez and Sanchez going down the rumble, of course, at the Palace, Caesar's Palace, August 21st, 1981. Now, 1982, he's getting ready for a fight with Lon Laporte. I'm talking about Salvador Sanchez with a record, a stunning record. I mean, come on, man. 44 wins, one loss, of course. And, of course, that was early on, a split decision of Mazatlan with 32 KOs. Pound for pound, he was ready to rumble with, after this Laporte fight, with Alexis Arguello, the late Alexis Arguello. So 44-1, one draw, 32 KOs. He goes out for an evening where, I take that back, he leaves training camp. He's going to fight, as I said, he's going to fight in a few weeks. So he leaves training camp, and he's wakes up late. He's in this girl's house, and he wakes up very, very late. And she says, oh, I got to get back to camp, or my trainers will realize, you know, that I'm not in bed, that I'm not there. So he's racing back in this Corvette. He's got this thing for sports cars. He's racing back in this Corvette, and he's at 100 miles per hour, and he rear-ends a chicken truck. A truck with a bunch of chickens that were going to market. So anyway, bottom line is he died in that wreck. And, of course, the boxing world was stunned. The Mexican boxing fan, of course, thought they were watching the next great fighter come along, the superstar of all superstars, but it was cut short. Here is the great Salvador Sanchez with Howard Costello doing the special.
It was February 2, 1980, when Salvador Sanchez, at the age of 21, a relative unknown, became the WBC featherweight champion of the world. The opponent, considered a great champion, was Danny Little Red Lopez, a great puncher. Here in the early going, Sanchez was able to do what many had done to Lopez, clean up on him, build up a lead, but most couldn't sustain. Sanchez could sustain. As you see here, in the 13th round, it was over for Little Red. Greatly conditioned and with remarkable stamina, Sanchez showed steadily the ability to come from behind. His first defense was against Ruben Castillo from Bakersfield, California, in Tucson, Arizona, April 12, 1980. Castillo fought cleverly, even brilliantly, built up a lead. But then, in the late rounds, it was all Sanchez as he won the decision. Then he would go against Danny Little Red Lopez again. And it was almost an instant replay of the first time. Little Red gave it everything he had, but he was facing a better man, and he knew it. And in the 14th round, the fight had to be stopped as Lopez wobbled across the ring. And then perhaps the fight that brought Sanchez finally, the recognition he deserved against Wilfredo Gomez, considered by many to be perhaps the best puncher of his era, inch for inch and pound for pound. In the very first round, Sanchez, a 2-1 underdog, flawed Gomez, and then finally toe-to-toe against a legendary puncher in the same manner as against Lopez. It was over for Gomez. He was rendered helpless, and Sanchez had proved himself a truly great champion, though only 23 years of age. And, of course, he was heralded then. He had waited a long time for it in boxing terms, though still a kid. He came from a sleepy little Mexican town in the hills outside Mexico City, the town known as Santiago Tanguistenco. Those who knew him knew that he was untouched by his status as a national hero and a world champion. He was one of 11 children, remained close to his parents, his younger brothers and sisters. And the great thing about the kid was that he never forgot what he might have been if it hadn't been for his success at boxing, because he might have been one of those field workers working under a scorching sun in a blistering heat. Every morning he would run by them as if to remind himself that this was what he might have been. But no, he wasn't that at all. And so he kept himself superbly trained and conditioned. Even when he would relax, he would do it with a buoyant enthusiasm and in a manner to sustain the very condition that enabled him to be the champion he became. Of course, he had only one affectation: sports cars. It was a love, maybe not an affectation, but a love that would ultimately cost him his very life, because on Thursday past, that accident and death at the age of 23. The funeral was a sad occasion, but it was a proud occasion too, because the Mexican people were so proud of him. And he was a proud young man, proud because of what he had achieved. Juan Laporte was a man he had faced in the past and defeated, was about to face again in some 3 weeks. And yet, though an opponent, Laporte tells what developed between them.
He used to call me Juanito, you know? And we used to call, they call him El Chavo, so we used to call him Chavo. And, you know, we had something going, you know, like friendship. And losing him like that, you know, that's bad, because I know a lot of kids out there, you know, love him as well as everybody else out here. And it just, it's bad to see a person, you know, like that go away.
It was a cold blow to me. It was a hard thing for me to take. I wasn't really on a one-to-one base with him. I was a close friend or anything, but as a man who came in and took the title from me, and I consider myself a pretty good champion at the time, and he came and he showed me he was better. And to hear that he's dead at the age of 23 was hard to take.
When one is but 23 years of age and dies tragically in an accident, there is no fulfillment for the fullness of life, no opportunity to do all of the things you wanted to do. In Salvador's case, his dream was to retire in another year, study, become a doctor. But no, no chance of that. Under the circumstances, it seems the best thing to do is to let his athletic skills, magnificent as they were, speak for themselves in this, his last fight against tough Azuma Nelson, July 21 past, at Madison Square Garden in New York City. It was the final round ever of his career, and perhaps symbolically, the final round of his life.
Thank you.
The last round to the great Salvador Sanchez. Howard Cosell just let it go quiet there. Of course, Sanchez dying. Wow, unbelievable now. August 12th, 1982, at the age of 23. He was a stud, no doubt about that. As I said, about to hook up with Alexis Arguello. The fight with Lon Laporte, the rematch, was considered a foregone conclusion. He had beat Laporte once, and they were friends, and they were like, not a work fight, but he was going to, you know, go through Laporte like he did the first time, pretty easy. So the bottom line was the fight with Arguello never happened. Speaking of Arguello, what a, you know, his death in, what, 2008, 2009, by gunshot, whether it was self-inflicted or somebody else shot him or not. Arguello never hooked it up with Sanchez. That fight never happened because Sanchez died. And he never fought Roberto Duran. That was the fight. Of the Latino world, that was the fight that people wanted to see. And somehow it just didn't happen. Arguello moved here. Duran went there. And Duran was a few years ahead of Arguello as far as moving up and weight was concerned. But, man, that was a fight. I remember Duran looking at a picture of Arguello one time, seeing a picture of Duran looking at a picture of Arguello in like Boxing Illustrated or something like that, and him showing that, the Manos Pietra, that look, that hands of stone look. Bottom line is, that was an era not seen ever again, maybe. Never seen ever again, maybe. And the reason why I bring this up is that Nick Bellafato, the boxing trainer, of course, the amateur boxing trainer, the guy that's got that great show going October 5th, that's next Saturday, in Redwood City, California, an amateur boxing card with some studs, 20 fights and some studs on the card. He talked about it yesterday, the fact that, you know, the boxing trainers don't seem to be able to teach the fundamentals anymore. Can't teach people how to work off a jab. I mean, because I worked off a jab until the jab didn't work. And then you went to like plan B or plan C. You know, I mean, that's just the way it was. But initially, the ideal thing would be was to start off and control a fight with the jab, okay? I mean, that's what the way you want to do it. It doesn't always go that way. Sometimes you have to go to plan B and plan C, but that's the way you want to do things. And Nick was not implying, he was outright saying it, that today's trainers aren't teaching the fighters well enough to succeed as far as the international ranks are concerned, as far as the amateurs. I mean, because you're not seeing too many amateur, I mean, Golden Glove champions as far as gold medal winners and that kind of stuff and world amateur champions in the United States anymore. You just don't see it. I mean, once it was the hotbed, we talked about this, the 76 Olympic team, the Spinks brothers, Howard Davis, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, Leo Randolph was on the team. There was some studs on that team. I mean, and of course, 1984, I mean, Breland and Pernell Whitaker and Meldrick Taylor and Virgil Hill to a lesser extent, Evander Holyfield. I mean, these were some studs. I mean, absolute studs. But, you know, last couple of Olympics, I mean, Errol Spence won the Olympics in 2012. Not too many people remember that. I didn't see the fight. I mean, the only reason I really know he won the Olympic gold medal is I follow him, and the fact that Bob Arum talks about it when he says that was a fighter that got away. Arum, the master, of course, the man at the top rank plantation, the CEO, the boss, I call him what you want, former United States attorney with the Kennedy administration back when President Kennedy was still alive, 1960 to 1964, I believe, was his run with the U.S. Justice Department, talking about Bob Arum. And that's how Bob Arum got turned on to boxing, was he went and did the numbers, the paper, the closed circuit TV numbers for the Sonny Liston Floyd Patterson fight that Sonny had talked about in hour number one that was held in Chicago, Illinois, I think at the Chicago White Sox Stadium. But he saw the numbers. He saw the money that boxing generated. He said to himself, after Kennedy got killed, there's no real reason for me to stick around here. Let me go promote Muhammad Ali. And, of course, Bob Arum will become the biggest promoter in the history of boxing. Maybe not the most well-known promoter. Maybe Don King's got that. But as far as success and longevity, you got to give it to Bob Arum, no doubt about it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
That's a sobering thought.
Do you use
use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Now, they might be mighty, but East Bay Soul, listen to that, eastbaysoul.com. Greg Adams was the founder of the Tower of Power horn section. He was a lot of money. He's got a new band. He's had it for about 10 years, and I think their horn section is better than Tower of Power. Check them out, East Bay Soul or TowerOfPower.com. Who's better? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Man, I want to reach out and thank Richard Sloan. I mean, Richard Sloan is an amazing guy. Richard T. Sloan, you can look him up on Wikipedia or on Google. He's an accomplished artist. There's no doubt about it. I feel so honored to have him on the show. And we were talking about Emmanuel and things like that. I think we were both fighting back tears there on a couple of different occasions. So if it sounded a little mushy, I'm sorry. But that's just the way it is. You know, it's real live talk radio. And every now and then it gets a little emotional. And that got a little emotional, no doubt about that. But I want to thank Mr. Sloan. No doubt about it. Sloan kicks ass each and every time he appears on this show. The Godfather, Larry Merchant. In rare form this morning, no doubt about that. Wasn't that? I mean, Larry was just knocking it outside the ballpark, talking about different guys taking over, how we segue from Leonard to Ali to Spence. I mean, nobody doesn't quite like the Godfather, Larry Merchant. That's why I'm so blessed to have him almost each and every week here on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, don't forget, Ring Talk airs both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we air for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sports Byline, of course. Then on Sunday, we are at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. So the Sunday show is 2 hours. The Saturday show is 1 hour. Both start at 11 a.m. Pacific time or 2 p.m. Eastern time. Now, this song here is sung by my good friend, Mr. Lenny Williams. Talk about Lenny Williams. We'll be talking tomorrow. But the bottom line is Lenny and I think are going to be doing something in the Bay Area real soon. So look forward to that. Got to thank everybody that puts this show together. My man, Scott Cuddy, of course, we work day high, day in and day out to make sure I don't screw up here on the air. So I thank him so much for that. Straight up, I got to thank you listeners as well. This Ring Talk family, I've had it together for 36 plus years now. If you're joining us for the very first time today, welcome to the family. If you've been here for 36 years, you know what time it is. 'Cause I love you so.